الله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون، نزلا من غفور رحيم. وقال الله عز وجل في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. All glory, all praise, complete submission is to none other than our Lord, the One, the Mighty, the Powerful, the Everlasting, the Everliving, the Sustainer of the heavens and the earth. And salutations and peace and blessings be upon our noble, beloved, prestigious, most pure and elevated messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his noble, purified and beautiful family members, and upon the illustrious and beautiful companions, and all of those who follow sincerely in the footsteps of Islam. My respected elders, dear brothers, sisters, beautiful youngsters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal shower upon you all on this most blessed and beautiful of days, Sayyidul Ayyam, in this blessed sanctuary and sacred home of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and empower us and pardon us and enter us all into the gardens of paradise and resurrect us all with none other than the beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. Allahumma ameen. Today's topic of speech is about investment and maintenance. So you might be thinking, well, are we going to be talking about the stock exchange, the Dow, or something else? But we've been talking about something far more important than that. All of us in our lives as human beings, we tend to invest. We invest in our children. We also invest in our parents. We invest in businesses, in stocks, in shares, in bonds, and so many other things in our lifetime. And sometimes we have success and we receive dividends, and sometimes we fail. But the world that we live in, this very materialistic, consumeristic, hedonistic world, it only gauges success by how much you have accumulated, how much wealth you have in your bank, how many properties you have, how much investments and shares that you have in such and such business. And if it goes up, then you are considered to be successful. If it goes down or you lose out in investing in those particular opportunities and avenues, then they consider you to be a loser. But as for us all Muslims, we have something which is far more superior than all of these worldly and lowly investments of the dunya. For the past month or so, for the 29 or 30 days of the beautiful month of Ramadan, we have been investing in the best form of investment, in the best form of trades. We have been investing our time, our days and our nights, our ruku, our sujood, our khushu, our breaths, our heartbeats, investing all of that with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People who invest in the dunya, من كان يريد حرص الدنيا نؤته منها وما له في الآخرة من نصيب. That those who only and solely invest in the dunya, Allah will give you back your investments, but you'll only have them in the dunya. وما له في الآخرة من نصيب. ومن كان يريد حرص الآخرة نزد له في حرصه. That those people who rather invest in the hereafter, i.e. they are investing with Allah Azza wa Jal, investing in the deen of Islam, investing with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, نزد له في حرصه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, not only is your investment sound and safe, it will also increase exponentially. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the giver of dividends. He is the one who is the owner of all of the treasures. So you'll receive an abundant reward in the dunya, and great rewards are awaiting for you in the hereafter. But with all investments, we also know that if we do not maintain those investments, then they are subject to fluctuations in time. So those of us who have been investing our days and nights in Ramadan have been accumulated so much barakah, so much khair, so much from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, in the month of Ramadan. You need to be extremely careful about your investments now that the shaitan is out and he is seeking your investments. He is there to spoil your investment, and you need to protect your investment and maintain it to the best of your ability before you will have nothing left in your scales, because you have been investing in him rather than investing back in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what we will talk about insha'Allah al-Aziz today in a very, very concise manner, even though it's a very comprehensive subject itself. So the beautiful days and nights of Ramadan are, unfortunately, they've departed. The guest of Allah Azza wa Jal, the beautiful and noble month of Ramadan, has returned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the question that we must ask ourselves is, just because Ramadan has returned and departed, how many of us also have packed up and also left the masajid, have packed up and left the musalla, have packed up and left the Qur'an and securely put it back on the top of our shelves inside our cabinets and folded our musallas and think, okay, I'll see you next year. Because just because Ramadan has gone, it doesn't mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is no longer there. No, He is the same Lord of Ramadan as He is outside the month of Ramadan. So this acronym that I've just created above, are we J-J-R-E Muslims? What does J-J-R-E Muslims mean? So are we those Muslims who are just from Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah? These are some Muslims who come, and they are Jumu'ah Muslims, Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah Muslims. And there are some Muslims who are Janazah to Janazah Muslims. You'll see the mosque packed up, somebody passes away and mashallah, everybody will be here. You haven't seen them for years, but you'll see them at the Janazah. You haven't seen them for a week, but you'll see them at Jumu'ah. Or are we those Muslims who are from Ramadan to Ramadan? You'll see them in Ramadan, sayonara, see you next year inshallah in Ramadan. Or are we those Muslims who are just from Eid to Eid? Or are we those true Muslims who say, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا? Are we those who have truly, wholeheartedly, unreservedly said that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Lord, and then we remain steadfast on that statement? We qualify that statement and we remain on the deen of Islam and remain steadfast in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Are we these seasonal JJRE Muslims, or are we those Muslims who you saw standing shoulder to shoulder with the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Which one do you want to be? And because you'll be questioned about this on the day of Qiyamah, just because Ramadan has gone doesn't mean that our journey is over. No, the reality is that our journey continues with every breath, every step that we take until we meet our Lord. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, Ya ayyuhal insan, إنك كادح إلى ربك قدحا فملاقي. That oh man, oh insan, every single one of us, you have to strive and continue to strive towards your Lord until you meet your Lord, till you return to your Lord. We strove hard in the days and nights of Ramadan. We pushed ourselves and we excelled to the best of our physical and mental abilities. But where is that same effort, that same striving for the Lord of all of the worlds? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that your journey is not over. You still need to continue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to say, وَأَنَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ الْمُنْتَهَىٰ. Where is your intaha? Where is your final abode? Where is your final destination and your goal? It is none other than with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is true Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our finality. Ramadan is not the end of the game and then okay, that's it, we're done now for Muslims and we'll see. You know, Ramadan is just that peak that we achieve and then we go higher and higher and higher and ascend and get closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we must develop and continue in our investment, now a bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outside the month of Ramadan, and continue to strive and achieve that certainty. Because in the month of Ramadan, why did our hearts feel at so much peace? Because we were getting closer and closer to the certainty of who we are and what our purpose here is in this dunya. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Therefore glorify and praise your Lord and be amongst those who are constantly doing sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. And worship your Lord until you reach absolute certainty. We tasted some of that certainty in the month of Ramadan. We must continue to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just the way the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam worshipped for his entire life. Not just in Ramadan, not just in the days of Hajj, not just on the day of Jumu'ah, but every single day was a journey bringing him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Declare that your salah, all of your worship, that your life, that all of your sacrifices and your services and your death, everything that you do is solely for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. So we did it all in the month of Ramadan, then we must continue to do this outside the month of Ramadan. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires from us. So the 696 hours that we spent in the month of Ramadan over those 29 to 30 days, where we abundantly fasted, and abundantly prayed in qiyam and siyam and tilawa and dhikr and tawbah and istighfar and so many other things, and did sadaqat and khayrat. All of this was what? It was mujahada. It was that striving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What were we actually doing from a worldly perspective? If you look at the world and how it sees the value of your time, we were investing everything that we had in terms of our effort and energy, our body, our means, and investing that with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We did everything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, ask yourselves, why are we not continuing to do that for Allah azza wa jal outside the month of Ramadan? We must do that if you are true Muslims. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to one of his sahaba, Abdullah, do not be like such and such person who used to pray at night, but then that person stopped praying. We used to pray qiyam wa layl in Ramadan. We used to do qiyam. We used to do tahajjud. We used to do reciting so much Quran. We used to give so much sadaqat. And then outside the month of Ramadan, we just go cold turkey. We just stop. Don't be from those people who worshipped Allah seasonally. Be from those people who continuously and sincerely worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how will your life be post-Ramadan? First and foremost, do not fall back into old habits, because Ramadan came to remove those habits, remove those sins, remove all of that rust over your heart and the darkness of your heart, and to give you and establish new habits in your life. New habits of smiling, new habits of good akhlaq, new habits of following the sunnah, new habits of coming to the masjid and spending time in the masjid, new habits of i'tikaf, of tilawah, of sadaqah, all of these new habits. Do not forsake them. Do not abandon them. Do not leave them now that just you've gone back into the world. Be from those people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions. وَاصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. That be steadfast and be patient, because the reward of those people who do ihsan is never wasted by Allah Azza wa Jalla. We worked hard, we tried to do the most excellent forms of deeds, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not waste those deeds. Similarly, we must continue to do those excellent deeds outside the month of Ramadan. We must be from those people who are steadfast. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us outside the month of Ramadan. So we must evaluate our Ramadan and the investment that we did in the month of Ramadan with our time, with our health and our wealth and everything, and remind ourselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. That in this, let the competitors compete. We were competing in the month of Ramadan. We must also continue to compete for the maghfirah, for the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outside the month of Ramadan. We must continue to strive to get higher and higher in the gardens of paradise, closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُوَ خَيْرٌ وَأَعْذَمَ أَجْرًا. And what you send for yourself in terms of good, all of the things that we did in the month of Ramadan, we were investing that. We were sending that forth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything that you did, where would it be? In the bank? In these businesses? No, you will find it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُوَ خَيْرٌ وَعَثَمَ أَجْرًا. It is better and greater for you in reward, because you invested with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So outside the month of Ramadan, continue to do the dua that the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to do, that يَا مُصَرِّفَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِي عَلَى طَاعَتِكَ. That, O turner of hearts, because Allah turned our hearts in the month of Ramadan and we turned to Him. And we need to continue to do this dua outside of the month of Ramadan, that, oh Allah, don't allow our hearts or our nafs, even for a moment, tarafat ayn, for a moment to go back to the dunya, that, oh Allah, always keep our hearts turned towards You, firm upon Your obedience, firm upon the Qur'an and Sunnah. This is that dua you must do, and you must say it wholeheartedly and act upon it as well. And you must maintain and you must protect your Ramadan. You must protect the treasures that you've accumulated. You must protect the investments that you have made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The investment that you made with the Qur'an, and the Qur'an will do shafa'ah for you on the day of Qiyamah. The investment that you did with Siyam, Siyam will come and do shafa'ah for you on the day of Qiyamah. The investment that you did with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by sending abundant durood upon him, he will go and intercede for you on the day of Qiyamah. So maintain your investments, protect your investments, and continue on your sirat al-mustaqim, that established and firm path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, the path that we recited again and again and again, every single day in our salat, every single night in our taraweeh. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Allah showed you the path, you walked upon that path in Ramadan. You must continue to walk on that path outside the month of Ramadan. وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown you these two paths. It's up to you now. Are you going to choose the path that brings you closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, or are you going to choose the path that takes you away from Allah, takes you towards the path of the shaitan, takes you towards the footsteps of the shaitan? For the warning is very clear. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُّبِينٌ. Don't follow in the footsteps of shaitan. He is your open and clear enemy. So the world there, it is very attractive. It will dance in front of you. It will remind you of the things that you have missed. It will say, come to me and have this and enjoy this and fulfill your whims and your desires again. But you need to keep the shield of Ramadan at the forefront and say, no, this is my path. And continue on your path to Allah Azza wa Jal. And remember when a Sahabi asked the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, teach me something that I can say or do, and I will be successful and be protected. And the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said to him, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. That say that indeed, don't just say it, believe it. Believe it. Say and believe that indeed your Lord is none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then remain steadfast on what you say. If your Lord is Allah, He will provide for you min wa yarzuqhu min haythu la yahtasib. If your Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will protect you no matter what the situation may be. If your Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will be with you wherever you are. Wa huwa ma'akum ayna ma kuntum. If you believe in Allah, then you know that everything good and everything challenging is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everything brings you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So invest now outside the month of Ramadan and maintain your investments and your devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu sabiru wasabiru warabitu wattaqullaha la'allakum tuflihun. That you have believed. And we believed so much more in the month of Ramadan. Our iman increased so much more and it went higher and higher in the month of Ramadan. Allah is addressing us that, oh, you have believed. Now persevere. Now endure and remain stationed and steadfast and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be conscious in every single act that you do and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you success. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Ramadan was there to say لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Ramadan was there to say لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. If you want to succeed, because the dunya will say, come to us, we'll give you this success. We'll give you success in business, we'll give you success in all of these things. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the real success is only with Him, is only with His deen, is only with the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And those who obey Allah azza wa jal, and those who obey the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, faqad faza fawzan azima. The greatest, most magnificent form of success is reserved for those who obey Allah Azza wa Jal and the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When the people, and inshaAllah, we will enter into Jannah, what will the angels say by the izn of Allah Azza wa Jal? Salamun alaykum udkhulul jannata bima kuntum ta'amaloon. That peace be upon you, enter into the gardens of paradise because of what you used to perpetually, continuously used to do. Not because of what you did solely in Ramadan or solely in the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah or any other time, no, because of what you continuously did, because of those actions, enter into the gardens of paradise. كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Eat and drink and enjoy and have this ease and felicity and happiness. Why? Because of those things that you continuously did throughout your entire life. Not just Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah, not just Janazah to Janazah, not just Ramadan to Ramadan, not Eid to Eid, but every single day you came closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla. The promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not for those people who just do things on a one-off, just the spirit of the moment or a phase of worship. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who are consistently doing things. Consistently, they are perpetually doing things that bring him closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reintroduced to us the beauty, the lazza, the shawq, the halawa of worship in the month of Ramadan, of tilawa, of Quran, of all of these things. And we must now maintain this investment that we've achieved in the month of Ramadan. This passion, this zeal, this enthusiasm, and this devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ta'ala, the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلْ, that the most beloved actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not the really, really big actions where just once in a month you give £500 or £1,000 or once in Ramadan you pray tarawih or tahajjud or something like that. No, the most beloved actions to Allah azza wa jal are those that are continuously done. They are done perpetually every single day. Even though they may be small, but because you are doing them continuously, those are the most beloved things to Allah Azza wa Jal. So imagine you only went to work once a day, enthusiastically, yes, I'm going to achieve this today. And the rest of the week, your levels are 0%, your productivity is only 10% or 20%. Imagine you're only nice to your wife during the first 2 months or 3 months of the honeymoon period. After that, you're like, you know, that's enough for me now. You know, I don't want to have anything to do with you. Or you went to university with so much gusto that, yes, I'm going to study, I'm going to work hard and take notes. And after that, oh, I can't be bothered with this. What success would you have in your relationships? What success would you have in your business if that's the only time, once in a while, you put in that effort and energy? No, you have to do things consistently in order for you to achieve success in your studies, in order for your relationships to flourish, in order for your work to succeed. So why is it that we do not apply the same principle when we turn to Allah Azza wa Jal? We have to consistently work harder and harder to invest and to maintain our deen and our commitment and our devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why I remind you all today, outside the month of Ramadan, that if we can't do 100% of what we did in Ramadan, that this is within our capacity to at least do 10%. We invested, now we need to maintain and protect our investment. We can do at least 10% of what we did in Ramadan. We fasted for 29 to 30 days. We did Qiyam, we did Quran, we did charity, we did all of those things. It doesn't make sense to do everything 100% in Ramadan and then drop down to 0% outside of Ramadan. So if you fasted for 30 days outside of Ramadan, at least fast 3 days every single month. Or follow the sunnah and fast every Monday and Thursday, every 13th and 14th and 15th of each month, or at least fast the 6 days of Shawwal. The 10% of 30 days is just 3 days. At least maintain that 10% maintenance with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you pray 20, I know many prayed 8, alhamdulillah, but if you pray 20 rak'at of Taraweeh, at least maintain 10% of that and pray 2 rak'at every single night after witr, before you go to bed, or when you wake up for Qiyamul Layl, Tahajjud, pray 2 rak'at at least, because the best salah after the fard is none other than that which is voluntary, the one that you do in the middle of the night where you come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read 2 rak'at of duha and give your charity of your 360 joints in your body that we all are due to give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read, if we read 20 pages of Quran during the month of Ramadan and we completed the entire khatm of Quran, then outside the month of Ramadan every day, just 10% of that is to recite 2 pages, to read 2 pages of the Quran, and every letter, remember, gives you 10 hasanat when you read it, when you recite it, to for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you donated £1,000, alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, then at least give 10% of that consistently outside the month of Ramadan. So continue with your investment with Allah Azza wa Jal. Continue to maintain your investment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be from those people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. The true men are those where wealth and money and all of these worldly things do not distract them from the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. They maintain their salah and their zakah and their charity and everything because they are faithful and aware of a day where they will be facing their Lord. Remember, when you invest with Allah Azza wa Jal and maintain that investment, تِجَارَةٌ لَن تَبُورٌ, that is the investment that will never ever perish. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to continue to invest in our beautiful deen with Allah Azza wa Jal, with the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, and more importantly, maintain that investment outside the month of Ramadan. وَأَقُولُ كَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ جَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا.